just to add to that, Mr. Chair, thank you for reminding me. We've also had a few targeted workshops with some individual countries who would like to, who have sought to understand better the process for acceding and ratifying, acceding and implementing the convention. And of course, the Secretariat is very much open to have similar discussions with individual member states where that is possible, to take them through some more of the details, or just to have a question and answer session, and hopefully the Secretariat will be able to answer all the questions that come up. So please do feel free to approach me, to approach Lukasz, or even to approach the chair, or our Polish vice chairs as well, who are in the room, to request assistance from the Secretariat, and we will be happy to organize such events yes. with you. Moving on, as I mentioned earlier on, Mr. Chair, when the convention was adopted by member states last year, it was of course made very clear that this was the first convention in a system of unified railway law conventions. So as a result, for this session, the Secretariat has prepared document EC Trans SC2 2024-2, which seeks to bring together and collate all the previous discussions that have been had in relation to what these next steps could be for unified railway law. These are all the various topics and the various discussions that have were already discussed, let's say, within the group of experts on unified railway law. There is, I will say, nothing new in this document, but it's good that they are all in one place. And it was good also to bring all these discussions together as a reminder, really, for all participants. If I may, Mr. Chair, I'd like to pass the floor to my colleague Lukasz, who will just take us through the contents of the document. Thank you, Lukasz.